The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you today?
Oh, you beat me to it. Yes. I was going to say, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank
you. All right. We're here again with Melissa Labraccio, manager of Budget Blinds. Melissa co-owns Budget Blinds with her husband, Rick Labraccio. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we review many topics associated with the home and real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab at the top of the page, and you can see what's going on live at Dunmore Corners 24/7.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also see all the podcast apps that we feature this show on after it airs. And check us out on social media. We're also the Century 21 Pinnacle Quality Service Award-winning office. Again, we're always top 10 in sales volume in the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. We placed number 9 in 2025. And we have many million dollar producers. We have a great office. Fantastic.
Number 9 and only one office.
One office. Many of these other offices that we compete with have multiple offices, 4 or 5 in some cases.
Yes.
Okay, so Melissa Labraccio, manager of Budget Blinds. We went over a lot of options last week regarding blinds and shades and window treatments, but give me a little background on Budget Blinds, where you're located and what territories you serve, please.
We're a shop-at-home business, so we don't have a storefront. We actually receive our packages in Honesdale, our products, and that's where our home is, but we are Budget Blinds of Scranton. So we service Scranton, Clark Summit, surrounding areas such as Tunkhannock. We also go as far as Lake Wallenpaupack and Honesdale and Archibald and all in that area. So we service quite a large area.
So if you can hear us, we probably service you.
More than likely, yes. And if you're not sure if we do, just give us a call or send us a request for a free consultation through our website, and we'll get back to you and let you know if we take care of your area.
What's your website and phone number, please?
Our website is www.budgetblinds.com/Scranton, and our phone number is 570-561-1550.
Okay, so last week we talked about cost-effective options, the installation process. We also talked about energy efficiency and sustainability and current trends regarding blinds and shades.
And the one thing she touched on last week that I didn't know was that as of last year, blinds can't have the strings hanging down anymore?
No. It was a law that went into effect last year where you can no longer have dangling cords from your blinds or shades. So anything that you get from last year on should be cordless.
So you just touch the bottom and...
Yep, you just touch the bottom and it's a simple, very lightweight push-up and the shade or the blind will stay exactly where you leave it.
And then you pull it down the same way?
Same way, oh. Yes.
And you said that most of your product, most of the times, does not malfunction, but there is sometimes where you have that product that or that blind that can malfunction.
Yeah, every once in a while we get a defect. And what we do is we have a great warranty. So whether the defect happens right away or 3 years from then, we will replace it free of charge. And that warranty is usually good up until 5 years. Some manufacturers have it a little bit longer, but for the most part, it's a 5-year warranty. And instead of repairing, we'll replace that window covering for you.
Do a lot of people go with smart home integration?
Not as many as we thought would be going, especially in our area. But we have done it a few times for some customers, and it's really seamless. It's great. You can set schedules for your shades or your blinds to go up and down at certain times.
I'm the schedule.
And you have an app on your phone that you can use, and you can just sit on your living room couch, and if the sun's in your eyes, you can push a button and your shade will go down and block the sun.
So what do most people do these days? I have, talk about overkill, I have shades, I have blinds, I have
curtains,
shears, and formal draperies. I mean, I have it all.
Yeah, most people are going very simple anymore. They're really not looking to put heavy drapes on their windows or anything like that. Most people are leaning more towards a shade. And if they like curtains, they usually lean towards like a natural shade, or they'll do a Roman. It'll still give you that fabric look without having those heavy drapes.
And they sit inside the window, right?
Yeah, you can mount them inside or outside depending on the depth that you have in your window. We do either or.
All right, could you explain, because I'm shade ignorant, what a Roman is?
A Roman shade looks like it's fabric, and it looks somewhat like a waterfall. So it's curtain material, but
I usually see that outside, right? Like people use that on their patios.
Yeah, you can. Yes, okay. Exactly. But this is like a higher quality curtain material that they would use for the indoors.
Okay, very good.
Right, and you can go with probably any color pattern.
Oh, yeah, we have everything from the craziest pattern you can dream up to something very simple and sleek.
All right, so, yeah, that's a choice, too. And it's a nice choice. It's one and done.
Yeah, exactly. And the shades last, you know, usually most people get at least 10 years out of a custom shade. Sometimes people get much longer out of them, depending on how much heat that window gets, you know, so how much sun does a lot of damage. It could damage your furniture. It could damage your floor. So that's another reason that you want to have a good window covering on your windows.
How do you clean them?
It depends on the product. If it's a PVC product, like a blind, you could just use a damp cloth and go over them with a damp cloth. Actually, it's kind of the same if you're using a shade. The fabrics are meant to be, if you use a very mild detergent on a damp cloth, you could go over them and get most, you know, maybe a little stain or something, but mostly the dust off those shades pretty easily.
I have the faux wood in the kitchen and in the third floor in a hallway area. I'll tell you what, to clean them every year, it is a tremendous undertaking. And I do it myself because I want it done right. But it takes a long time. And I don't care what they have out there, what tool they promise you.
Running a Swiffer on it doesn't do it.
It doesn't do it. It builds up some grime, but the good thing about the faux wood is that you could take Dawn and on a cloth and on a rag and not too much and go over it, and it cleans them beautifully. But boy, does it take a lot of time. What I used to do when I was in my 20s and I was living out on my own, and I would buy these cheap blinds.
You'd throw them out and get a new set.
I would throw them out.
I know you would, because I'm the guy who had to put them in.
Yeah, but they were so cheap. Well, I put them in when I first got them because you weren't around. But and I think I did an okay job.
Did fine. Did an excellent job.
But yeah, I would go get new ones because I didn't to clean them. My God.
Yeah, it's a lot to clean blinds. If that's a concern of a customer, I try to lean them more towards a shade. Because it is time consuming to constantly. But, you know, those faux woods are in that price tier where it's very affordable for people. So just for them to get a custom blind at an affordable price, they're willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I still we have the pull strings. So the one that we pull down every night and pull up every morning in the back window of our kitchen.
Getting a little frayed.
Yeah, well, it is.
Around the edges on the edges.
Okay, I didn't notice that, but I do notice where our hand goes. You know, I'm always washing it with this dish detergent and scalding hot water to get the...
Right, and it's got a piece of wood that went through it that's actually broken now.
Sounds like you guys need some blinds.
Yeah, we'll be giving you a call.
Oh, yeah, she'll be giving you a call.
Yeah, but it gets dirty we're clean. But it gets
absolutely.
You can see
it's
where,
in the bedroom. Right? I don't have dirty hands when I'm doing it.
No, in the kitchen. I'm talking
the kitchen. Oh, that one's
yeah. Different. Just hand oils. That all you don't right. realize really does a number on even the door handles in your home and
light switches. Constantly washing those down. Right.
Yep.
Okay. So your installation process. So let's talk about from the time you come out, show me your samples, and we go over what we want on our windows. From that point to installation, how long does it take?
Generally, it's about 3 weeks. Some products take a little bit longer, but not much. As soon as we get the product in, we'll give you a call right away. And we usually try to get you scheduled as soon as possible. There's really no waiting time to get them installed.
I have 48 windows. If you, yeah, maybe more.
Well, that's counting the basement windows too.
Okay.
So it's 44.
All right. So
it's only 44.
And we boarded up some. You don't know because we decided over it. But we used to have those windows that would go.
Oh,
like
my God. They were 7 foot long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right down
to the
floor.
When I redid the house, we shortened them to 6 foot windows. Wow, they're really short now.
Yeah, they're
but at least they don't go to the floor.
Right, they were huge. I was bothered by that because all I could see, Patrick was a little guy. Our son was 3 when we moved in, and we just didn't want him walking out a window.
Yeah, that's scary.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what we did there. But I mean, in terms, I kind of regret it because I love the look of that.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. So we have 48 windows. So if I was to do all 48 windows and I was going to deck them out in new, say, shades, how long would that take?
3 weeks.
Really?
Yep. Doesn't matter how many windows you have, as long as it's not a specialty shape, which would be like a half moon or something like that. Doesn't matter how wide they are. Doesn't matter how long. It would take 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then we would, you know, once we got the products in, we would get them installed.
Well, Melissa, it's been great having you on the show. See you again.
Never.
All right. Look at what time it is.
Oh, no. No, no, no. That's remarkable. That's a good turnaround.
Yeah. Yeah. The manufacturers make these products pretty quick for us. And, you know, as long as we don't get a snafu with shipping, we usually get them in within that 3 week period and we can get right out and get them done.
And the installation, I would say, is probably just as important as the look, or maybe even more important. And your nephew, it's family run, operated, owned and operated this business of yours.
Yes, our installer is our nephew, Ryan. He has experience working at a much larger budget blinds in the Florida area. And installation is really important. People don't realize that windows aren't always square. And, you know, the windows are, you have to know the tricks of the trade in order to get that shade to look good in that window if it's not square. Because it'll really show you, because the shade that you're purchasing is square. So when you put it in a window that isn't square, you need to know the tricks in order to get that to look good.
So he knows all the...
Oh, yeah. Ryan's a pro.
Workarounds. Okay. Good. Melissa Labraccio, manager of Budget Blinds, co-owns Budget Blinds with Rick Labraccio, your husband. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They go on our website and request a free consultation at www.budgetblinds.com/Scranton, or you can give us a call at 570-561-1550.
Thank you, Melissa. Pat?
Yes, we have a two-bedroom, two-bath home at 1259 Franklin Street in Old Forge for only $160,000. This would be the perfect starter home, or maybe you're downsizing. This home has new windows and the potential for additional living space in the basement. This home is 1,250 square feet. It's two stories, and it sits on a 50 by 150 lot with low taxes of only $1,400 a year. You could probably live here for less than you are now paying in rent. That's a two-bedroom, two-bath home at 1259 Franklin Street in Old Forge for only $160,000, and that's listed by Kristen Bourne of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Sponsor this week is Campus Jewelers, located at 476 Bennett Street in Luzerne. The market is moving fast. Gold is down. Dollar is up. They're always buying gold, silver, broken jewelry, and they have some really nice fine pieces, too. Give Campus Jewelers a call at 570-288-1966 or visit their shop at 476 Bennett Street, Luzerne. They're always paying top dollar for your gold.
Didn't you get rid of some broken jewelry?
Oh, yeah.
And you got like how much? Several hundred dollars.
Yes.
For some broken,
never to be used or repaired gold. It was just sitting in a drawer.
Wow.
Yeah.
You made a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah,
that
I did.
Good.
Yeah. I didn't want to let you know about that because you're always.
I found out.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't bring a wallet anywhere. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
Who are Century 21 agents? They're high-tech gizmo packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. They know the best places to buy a home, to sell a home, and to find antiques, if you're into that kind of thing. They're weatherproof, foolproof, and proof positive that smart people doing good work can make big things happen for great folks like you. Oh, and there's one nearby. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
With Melissa Labraccio, manager of Budget Blinds. Co-owns Budget Blinds with Rick Labraccio. Okay, so we're having a great discussion. Talk to me about colors for blinds. Do you have an assortment or is it just basic colors?
Oh, no. Yeah, we have every color of the rainbow. Some people say we have too much, too many choices. But we have colors. You can get that pretty pink for your little girl's room, or you can get that neutral color for your living room. We have just about every color that you can dream up.
Right. And when I went to James Way, how many years ago? How long? 40 years ago, right? It had to be. I had like three colors, and if they actually
white, off white, and more off white. That
yeah.
was about it.
Yeah. There wasn't any choice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The industry has certainly
radically
reacted,
changed.
Yeah. To what consumers want. And you really do. There's a good offering no matter what product you choose.
Okay. So what do most people do?
As far as
color.
The color, neutrals are big. just because if you did want to add a curtain to it, or, you know, you didn't have to worry about matching up colors. And neutrals are big in general right now, you know, muted grays and whites and off-whites and stuff like that in I think, the home industry. So people are really leaning towards that. But then you do have that customer that's trying to add some color to their home. And they'll go with something like a little bit darker, like a slate gray or something that will really accent their home.
I guess it just depends on preference, personal preference.
Yeah, personal preference, design preference.
All right, Jackie, let me ask you a real estate question. Is a Venetian blind or a shade, is that considered a fixture?
Yes. They're attached, they're screwed in.
So when I'm selling the home, I shouldn't be taking them, right?
Well, no, unless you're going to exclude them from, it has to be excluded on the listing contract, excluded in the agreement of sale, but it also has to be put back to condition pre-installation.
Okay.
So nail holes filled, screw holes filled, that sort of thing.
What about curtains? Are they considered fixtures?
Well, no. Curtains are fabric and they can be taken off a rod.
Okay.
Rods have to stay because they're screwed into the wall.
Wow. See?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we tell people all the time that when they invest in a custom window covering, it does raise the value of their house.
Absolutely.
Especially if they do a shutter, which is considered a built-in. So, We tell people that all the time. You're investing in your home when you buy a custom window covering.
Shutters are gorgeous. I love them from looking outside of a house from the street. Love it. Looking inside, I love it. We have one of those in our master bath. But I find that if I was to open them, I feel like
they swing into the room.
Right. I feel like it's a little clunky.
That's because shutters aren't meant to be open. The doors aren't meant to be swung open and let sitting there. What actually happens when you do that is the shutter will start to sag.
Oh.
And when you go to close the shutter, you have to lift it up a little bit to get it to close. Shutters, the reason why they're operable is because that's so that you can clean your window. Shutters are meant for just the louvers to move open and closed.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, this is a tiny little one, but I know people have huge, mm-hmm. when they have those 6-foot windows.
Some of them are big, yeah.
Yeah. How awesome would that be on those windows if we kept them to the floor?
Oh, that would look gorgeous.
Yeah. And very expensive, I suppose. But tell me, why do shades or blinds after 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Why should they be replaced after they're around for that long?
Well, I mean, even if you keep up with cleaning them, they're still gonna, you know, suck in the odors from your home. And they're also going to still have a level of dirt and use from them. But not to mention that sun does a lot of damage, and the sun is going to fade the fabric. You may not even realize that it is faded unless you, you know, put it up against a new one. And then they do a lot of damage on the cords that are used to make these. So the cords, all that fabric and the cord, the cotton cording is all going to break down eventually from all that heat.
And just there's like just a big spring in the middle of it, too. I love the shade, though. You pull down and you can't get back up. That's one of my favorites.
But when Melissa was just talking, I was thinking about the old-style windows, the double-hung and the cords, and they all snap eventually.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. Or they pull them too hard, and they pull them right out of the plastic.
Yeah.
Right. So these new shades, window treatments, blinds that you offer, they're durable?
Oh, they're very durable. You know, we always say that they should last you 10 to 15 years, but some people get a lot more time out of them. It just all depends on the use, how often you open and close them, and how much sun that window is going to get depends on the life of the blind or shade.
Okay. On your website, is there a place for people to review some of your work or to look at reviews?
You You can go. We have a Google listing where there's reviews on there. And then we also have a Facebook page that you can go on. And there's a lot of reviews on our Facebook page as well. I'm happy to say that everything is 5 stars. And we love our customers. Our customers eventually, a lot of them become family, and they call us up and refer to us as our first names just because we have such a good working relationship together.
What's next for Budget Blinds in terms of new products or features? Anything on the horizon?
We're always looking for new things. The one company that we use, which is Norman, they're our main shutter supplier. They are a very innovative company, and they're always sharing new stuff. They have seminars that we can go to, different window covering events, and we're always attending those, making sure that we're up on the latest and greatest thing that's out there.
And technology, is that driving it?
Technology is certainly driving it. More and more people are getting into the smartphone and operating their shades from the smartphone. And they're using, it's not just about a remote control anymore. It's about scheduling your shades to operate at certain times of the day without even having to touch a button.
And you can do it from another location, right?
Yes, you can. Yeah. If you, went on vacation and realized that you didn't close your shades and you want them closed, you can just log onto your smartphone and close your shades.
As long as you have service.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I like that with the alarm we have. I can look and I can see the status of the alarm on my phone. I can lock, I can arm it, I can disarm it. It tells me what temperature it is in the home. Can you imagine if you could have the shades going up and down?
Yes. That would be wonderful.
I know you can. She's giving me the look.
You know, well, especially if you go away. I don't like people to know when we're away.
I don't tell anybody.
Yeah, well not
yeah.
that we
Yeah,
tell.
I'm going to go on Facebook. Look at me. I'm sitting on the beach 5,000 miles
yeah,
away.
Yeah, well, we don't do that, but there are people that do, and that's okay if that's what they want to do. But I don't like my house to look like there's nobody there. Mm-hmm. So I do like to have lights that go on, the timers and all of that, and our porch lights that go on. But wouldn't that be neat? The shades, you can put them up one day, down another, and it looks like your home.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a situation, and we always keep the blinds closed in our kitchen. And then during the day, they're up. At night, they're down. We did have a situation. I nicknamed the guy Jack the Stripper because he was in the neighborhood going through these backyards running. The police couldn't even catch up to him. He was so fast and he would jump fences. But he was going and...
Looking in people's windows.
Yeah. And undressing.
Wow. That's scary. That's definitely, another benefit of having a good window covering is you don't want people to really be able to look in your home when you need privacy. And, that's definitely something of a concern, especially living in a highly populated area.
You're right. You would think that this would happen in a low populated area, but it happened. And we know, and all the neighbors know each other and get along and this, that, and the other thing. But that was a situation we had to deal with 2 summers in a row. Now they got them and it's history.
That's good.
But it's like it reinforces, put the blind down.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, Melissa Labratio, how does someone get in touch with you?
They would either log on to our website for a free consultation, budgetblinds.com/Scranton, or you would call us at 570-561-1550.
Thank you, Melissa. Melissa Labratio, manager of Budget Blinds, co-owns with her husband, Rick Labratio. Thank you for 2 weeks coming in and talking to us about what you do.
Oh, thank you for having us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom ranch-style home at 1922 Lafayette Street in Scranton for $180,000. This charming home has pocket doors and hardwood floors under the carpets. Everything you need is on one level with generous room sizes and a low-maintenance yard, all on a 50 by 150 lot. This yard is great for relaxing or entertaining. That's a 1,600-square-foot ranch-style home at 1922 Lafayette Street in Scranton with 3 bedrooms for $180,000, and that's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Have a great week.